So what are the tools we can employ to transform the psychosphere of human consciousness? As I already said, the transformation of the psychosphere is directly related to the transformation of the subconscious, unconscious, and the subconscious of the external person. Psychosphere has certain energetic continuity. It forms certain state. It's not a thought. Which determines how we feel. It can be one psychological state dominant, or it can be multi-layered, several psychological states intertwined or coexisting. Intelligence of the external person is the one who is in relationship with these states, recognizing it first, and then considering how to relate to them, what to do with them. And as I already said, it's important that the external person does not exasperate the situation, that he actually helps instead of making it worse. It's important that the external person is simply wise and purified from his own negative tendencies. But now we are coming to the crux of the matter. The most powerful and direct approach. First, human consciousness has to rest. It should be naturally in a state of vertical surrender, but it can rest deeper through the intention to let go vertically, which is an activity of pure attention. That alone will already change the psychosphere, the connection to absence, samadhi, which additionally empowers the light of our pure subjectivity in human consciousness. But there's here one very important thing. A revelation in its own right. The external person has to surrender vertically. He as his bare attention, as his identity. Before that, the etheric person was not in a state of vertical surrender. He was hovering in that upper region of our personal consciousness, because of that quality of weightlessness, his lack of surrender is not really experienced as something uncomfortable. But that is not in contradiction to the fact that he has to eventually surrender too. He has to, from his own center, reach a state of vertical absence. And while he is entering the state of absence, while he is realizing his samadhi, is within human consciousness. If the person does not surrender vertically, the etheric person, even if that pure subjectivity of the human consciousness is in a state of surrender, he is still sort of hovering there inside the human consciousness. Like a balloon suspended in that space. But when he does surrender, that dramatically changes our experience of human consciousness. And of course, how he is experiencing himself. Through his vertical surrender, he is dramatically, radically empowering human consciousness, because his bare attention has a force of its own. And now, but before that, this force was not really fully utilized. But when he surrenders, his bare attention is merging with that pure subjectivity of human consciousness. So there are two forces, two powers that become one. The pure subjectivity of human consciousness and pure subjectivity of the etheric person. And there is so much power generated here that the psychosphere simply becomes overpowered. The hold of the psychosphere over us its grip is released. Psychosphere is part of our natural experience of being human, so it is not being annihilated. But as if from within human consciousness is being transcended. Or its grip over us is being transcended. And as a result, that light of now empowered human consciousness dissolves the lower energy of the psychosphere, and that which remains is the positive dimension of the psychosphere. One of the quality of which is transparency. Open space. Now the question is how to do that. Well, I have already described how to do it. We still can go more into details. So let's try to do it. We do it with eyes open, because then the experience of human consciousness is more pronounced. First, you are resting in pure subjectivity of the human consciousness. Now become conscious of the psychosphere. This is how you feel on the human level. Whatever psychological states you experience. You don't have to put words into this, trying to describe to yourself what kind of a state you experience. Just simply feel. Now become aware of the very simple and obvious fact that there's an intelligence there which is identifying these psychological states. At this point, that intelligence is not labeling them, it is just feeling them. A feeling, general state of the psychosphere. Now, feel that intelligence actually has also an identity, sense of self, which is the bare attention of the etheric person. Now, let go deeper from pure subjectivity of the human consciousness. try to experience vertical absence. You should feel like you experience that absence sort of slightly in front of your upper portion of your forehead. Not the very upper portions, but towards how to say, in the not obviously on the top, somewhere between the middle and the top. Now, if you verify that your subjectivity of human consciousness is in the state of vertical absence, or at least close to it, and there's an actual practice where you let go from that pure subjectivity, you don't have to practice here penetrative surrender, because as long as the inner knower is realized, somehow the human consciousness should naturally enter a state of vertical absence if you consciously surrender from it. Now, pay attention to the bare attention of the external person. So you shift yourself, your attention to the person, to the etheric person. And if you are confused how to localize that bare attention, because, well, it is etheric, so it is subtle. So you may first activate his intelligence, like trying to identify how you feel. And then from that intelligence you move to identity of the one who is using this intelligence. And you let go from bare attention of the etheric person. And you may move a little bit between letting go from pure subjectivity of human consciousness as a whole, it's like a container of the human consciousness, and then letting go from the etheric person, Because when you identify the vertical samadhi from pure subjectivity of human consciousness, that alone will exert a pull over the person. But the person has to also surrender from his own side. Basically, the way you should feel like everything there is in a state of letting go. It's like you cannot let go anymore. And that is the practice you need to do. Actually, a very beautiful practice. Practice extraordinary. You can do it everywhere. You sit on a chair, on a porch, in a park, driving your car, completely letting go in human consciousness. And then notice what happens to the psychosphere. Something opens up there. What remains is something so pure and free. And if you feel the psychosphere is still having hold over you, meaning the energies of the psychosphere are not fully pure, there are still lower energies circulating there, let go more. Samatha is a sense of relief, liberation from the constraints of the lower dimension of the psychosphere. In fact, we could call it for what it really is, human liberation. If you have difficulties to capture the etheric person in order to let go from the etheric person vertically, you can just let go totally, and that should include the etheric person anyway. But it is good to get in touch with the etheric person and his identity. First, for your self-knowledge, and second, that you need to be really make sure that he is in a state of vertical samadhi. When you do this practice, make sure that you do also that you do not lose connection with your overall pure subjectivity. For instance, that you are deeply resting simultaneously from pure me of consciousness. Otherwise, too much energy will go into human consciousness, which can create certain disturbance or discomfort. A sense of claustrophobia. Your experience of yourself as a whole has to be balanced. And remember, don't force anything. It has to be done with gentleness, this practice.